This is Evan Smith. Elmo, Montana, 1967. My grandmother, Monica Kayai, who was 16 at the time, has convinced her parents to send her to Flandreau Indian School in South Dakota. Established in 1892, Flandreau was like most boarding schools at the time. But in the late 60s, Flandreau was one of the best and only schools to get an education that extended for grades 9 through 12 for Native Americans. Instead of being scared, she was ecstatic. Like many young Native Americans at the time, she knew the importance of an education, especially as the white man's world was to become everyone's world.
I feel like if I didn't go to those two places, I wouldn't have finished my education. It taught me how to be away from home. And, we have our little things that we had to do then, you know, little rules to live by. And when I went to Flandreau, I felt like I was going to college, you know. And I was really excited to go to high school in a different state, you know, and you didn't have your mom there, mom and dad there every minute, you know. And you felt like I was growing up, you know, and started learning how to have to get up in the morning and go to school and start learning how to use your time. Then when I was in Polson, it was like, you know, I didn't have that many friends. And when I went to Flandreau Indian School, it was an opportunity. Where else was I going to meet all the Indians from the United States but at an Indian school? And if I didn't go to Flandreau, I'd know no one out there. You know, from Browning, from Fort Belknap, I knew kids from Wolf Point, from Pine Ridge, South Dakota. And everybody seemed to get along really good, you know. It's like we all belonged. We knew we all belonged, you know. And from there, I know school was, you know, really important. And I always remember when I was a first grader, I always said I'm going to grow up and be a secretary. And I went a little further, but secretaries, because they're always so busy, I noticed the secretaries, you know, busy, 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 busy. And I always thought, I'm going to be a secretary. And no, I wasn't scared at all. We just went there and went to school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we didn't do any of our culture there. We just went to church and learned the prayers and went to Bible school and learned a lot of the Catholic ways, you know. And no, they're all right, you know, everybody has to believe in something. And like my father said, he says, take what you can get from the Catholic schools and their ways. And things you don't want, you just leave them and go on. And I don't want to put them down or anything, you know, because at that time, you know, we needed, our family was big and food was hard to come by, you know. And when we got to Flandreau, I didn't really think anything. I just lived. I never seen anybody crying that they wanted to go home, you know. We just lived and did, you know, what we had to do.
Now, nearly 52 years later, and back in Elmo, my grandmother stares out at the Flathead Lake. After all these years, it's still her favorite spot to view. However, for Flandreau, there's been a noticeable change. The school is now run by the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs and is a haven for Native youth from troubled homes and schools. You've been listening to my grandmother, Monica Kayai, and this has been Evan Smith.